If you have been cheated on recently, the biggest piece of advice that I can give you right now is you need to have a sense of creativity and taking charge of your life. You are currently in reaction mode. And this is normal for the first couple of weeks, couple of months, where it's like punch after punch, wave after wave, and you're just having to sit there and take it. And it's not fun, but it's just the unfortunate truth of what's going to happen. But once you get just a little bit of footing underneath you need to take creative control of your life. And what I mean by that is just take a step back and start building a new life. You cannot build a new life. You cannot live a happy life within the broken shambles of what used to be called home. A lot of people think that if they just work through their pain enough, then they can just sit in, like, I imagine, like a burglar broke in and just ransacked your house. Couches are flipped over, paintings are thrown on the ground, all of that stuff. And I just picture the person who's been cheated on sitting there in the midst of this chaos and thinking and hoping one day this will go back to normal. One day this will be better. It's like, no, you have to. Your house was ransacked. Your life was flipped upside down into a million pieces. A tornado swept through and chaos ensued. You can't go through that and just expect to sit back down and life will reassemble itself for you. You need to take some charge to redesign your life how you want it. Yes, there'll be a lot of emotional processing that you have to go through, but even just practically, like new hobbies, new career, new living location, any way that you can begin to redesign your life and kind of build a life 2.0 out of the ashes of what just happened is going to create a lot of sense of control that you've lost. It's going to limit the amount of triggers that you are coming across every day that remind you of the pain. There are a lot of practical things that you will benefit from by just redesigning a new life at that point. If you choose to do this while seeking reconciliation with a person, it will be a mixture of choosing what you liked from the past and incorporating that into your new life, and then choosing brand new things and making that a part of your life as well. And if you're choosing to just completely separate, it will be more so just a clean slate, start over. Some people really benefit from moving physical locations, sometimes moving across the country or to a new place completely. Other people, careers or hobbies, especially if there was a hobby that you used to do a long time ago and you want to pick it back up, or a brand new one you've been curious about but just never got around to it, this is an amazing time to dive into those new things, both to distract you, but also to cement the fact in your own mind, this isn't the end. Like, I still have so much life left. I still have so many chapters of my life that are yet to be written. And you need to be the one taking charge to write them. Because again, so much of your power has been ripped away. So much of your initiative and feeling like you have any control of your life has been taken from you. And so anything you can do to put yourself back in the driver's seat will be very, very helpful.